Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Let's Talk with Phil. It's been about a year and a half since my last podcast, which is because of my insecurities, the way that I felt that my voice sound and my speech was impaired. But you know what? Fuck it. It's time to get it down. Time to get it done. Today I want to speak about depression, the other silent killer. The thing with depression, and I've been through it really 3 times real strong. One time was when I was in college, and a blessing of my friend, who is like a brother, that we sat and we talked about this, and that was a good thing because we was sitting up, hanging outside, sitting on our normal corner on the west side of Chicago, just hanging out, doing our thing, drinking, and just talking. And I sat there sitting on the roof of my car, Lily, laying down, me and him, looking at the stars. And I sat there and I told that man, I like, dude, I just feel like just taking my car and just driving off into Lake Michigan. And I was like real serious. Like I was like, God gotta have more for life than this. And it was just point that disappointments, being laid off of work, school wasn't going like I planned, and it was just frustration times of just sitting there and just going through life, and you just got on the mask of smiling like everything is good, and it's not. And so by me speaking to that man and hearing that he went through the same thing of just the mental part of just being down and just not knowing what was next in life, which I didn't. And it got me frustrated, and it was just hard on me. And I felt like I was a disappointment to my parents, because I know they wanted more out of me. They wanted more from me. And by me going to school, I just felt like this will be the great thing of just moving forward and doing what is always seen to us kids as this is what you're supposed to do. Graduate high school, go to college, get your degree, start a great job. But a lot of people that I know went to school, got their masters, doing great. I mean, great stuff in life. And it was just me being in school where I didn't really feel comfortable as to everything going on, but I was just there. And I enjoyed school because school taught me responsibility. It taught me to live on my own. But it was just hard, man. Straight hard. Trying to get them grades that you needed. And it was a struggle. I mean, a very big struggle. And so, like I said, I was just talking to my guy. And God bless me that he was there, because I was in a dark spot. I mean, I was in a dark place. I was around my friends. We was outside hanging out, doing our normal thing. But I was in a dark place, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And the great thing is, he was there. He was there. We talked, and that was the blessing, because I needed that. And like when I come back, I want to talk more about the mask that is put on and as in the black community of how stuff goes. All right, now that I'm back, I wanted to speak about the masks we wear. Normally during the day of going out, and we sit there, we'll smile, say, "How you doing?" "I'm good. No problem. Everything is great. Everything is fine." And we would have that mask on, and we would sit there, and me definitely, always smile no matter what mood I'm in, how I'm feeling, if I'm sick, anything, I would speak to everybody and I will give them that smile because that is what expected of me because I constantly do it and every day they see that. My co-workers, friends, family, they see me smiling. And it's times that, heck, you don't want to smile. I mean, definitely going through depression, you don't want to smile. You just want to be alone by yourself. Just like, what else can I do? What can be done? And it's like your mind is not there, but your body is. And you just want to be left alone. And being alone is dangerous too, because all the thoughts that go through your head of let's say, like, why am I here? Life will be better off without me. My parents will be better off without me. My friends will be better off without me. And during that time, when I had my first one, I didn't have kids during that time. So I wasn't even thinking about a family during that time. I was more thinking of just my parents would be better off without me. This world would be better off without me. And understanding that I just got to move forward, jump in the well. Go ahead, kill myself off, and let it be, you know. And I was understanding that I was being selfish because at this time and point, I have three beautiful kids, beautiful wife, and I didn't think of the future from that. And I didn't think of what would happen if I didn't exist. How this world would be like. I felt that I was just a small speck of dust in this world, and constantly we'll look at different people of what they have and what they got, and expensive shoes, expensive cars, expensive houses and stuff, and they just smiling and they just having a ball, and you like, why? I don't have that. You know, I work hard. I try to get this done. I try to live life to the fullest. I try to be respectful, do good, and you see them just out there getting money. And a lot of times, definitely where I was born and raised, the west side of Chicago, you'll see the dealers getting money, getting cars and all that, and you see the struggle that your parents going through, living check to check, your neighbors going through, living check to check, and you see the dealers out there getting money and driving good and looking good, and you be like, damn, what the fuck am I doing wrong? And I constantly seen that, and I'm like, yo, it's got to be better than this. And the thing is, I just seen my blocks, my neighborhood, as they call now the hood, which I can't fucking stand because it got a term back to the neighborhood, to where we look out for each other. But during that time, you just steady see that, and it's always in your face. And you like, yo, maybe I should do that. But I know me, I can't do jail time. I just can't do it. So I'm just like, man, fuck it, man. Just let it go and stop fighting and just take your life and just go forth through that, you know? And you sit there, man, and you contemplate. And by you being alone, you steady contemplating. And the enemy is messing with your head. And then you realize that all money ain't good money. Because as now, we see celebrities taking their life. You know, fame is like crazy right now with YouTube and social media and all that. And it's like you can't even go outside without somebody knowing you, because you constantly put your life out there on social media. You show what you got, and people gonna hate, and people want to steal from you. People want to just take it all. And I must say, Steve Harvey said being a celebrity is like a pretty prison, because you can't go nowhere without somebody recognizing you and somebody wanting pictures and somebody want to be around you. And a lot of them will go through a depression mode, and they see, and we done seen a lot of celebrities who took their own life or overdose on drugs because trying to find something. But, and it's like, you just be there, and four walls are just sitting there in the four walls by yourself, lonely, and the enemy is speaking to you. So you gotta fight through it, and definitely by you wanting it so much just to be great. You want to not live check to check. You want to do more for your family. You want to do more for people around you, for your friends. And you just had that moment where it is overwhelming. And definitely when you get laid off from a job, or you don't have that job anymore, and now you don't have any means of taking care of your family, you can get in that dark place like I was, because I was off work for a year because I had got hurt on the job, and it was bad, man. It was real bad, ladies and gentlemen. And I just couldn't understand it, and I couldn't take it. And this is when I had my kids then, that I was like, fuck it. They'll be better off without me. Again, I said again, they'll be better off without me. At least with the life insurance money, they can be happier. They can be greater. They can be taken care of. And me being a burden is not good for them. And I sat there by myself in my bedroom, contemplating, just going to the garage, start the car up, put a fire hose in the tailpipe, take it to the window, and just turn that car on and just die right then and there, you know? And like I said, we gotta have somebody to speak to. And on that day, I just had God. That's it. My wife don't know nothing about this, and nobody actually until now. And I straight contemplated on just ending it right there. She was going to work. My kids was going to school, and I was just there alone and contemplating, like, yo, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. and just move forward and just let go. And I had to pray to God, yo. Really, I had to pray and say, Lord, is this all that you have for me? If I just want to come home now to you and just be with you and move forward so the family don't have to suffer anymore and I don't have to be a burden anymore and just struggle through that life and not be able to provide for my family, provide for them and my kids and school and clothes. I'm like, the life insurance will take care of that. And it was just a moment of just selfishness. And I had to be still on everything I love. I had to stop and be still and just talk to God and just ask him, where do you want me to go from here? I mean, where do you want me to go? And living like that is a terrible, terrible way to be. We know you have family around you, friends around you that love you, that'll do anything for you. And you just be in that dark place, man. And it's definitely not good. And I just want to share that with you guys, man. I mean, maybe this will touch somebody hard, man. All I need to know is you are not alone in this life, in this world. You are not the only one that think this way about what's going on and how your life can change and nobody loves you and everybody's against you. But trust and believe me, God is always there. And you have someone you can actually talk to. I couldn't afford counseling, but I had a friend. I had a brother that was there for me that I could speak to about this. I couldn't tell my parents, couldn't tell my wife. I just was going through alone, and it just took that one friend just to have that ear and just to know somebody went through it like you did. It made it so much better. And to understand, you are not alone. You are not. And when I come back, I would like to talk about the kids now. Children, how they going through depression, like majorly. And we got to save our kids, people. We have to save our kids.